from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer, in for Rachel Miro. It was another day of unrest in Anaheim Sunday, as more than 200 demonstrators turned out to protest recent fatal shootings by police officers. 9 people were arrested during yesterday's protest, but there was none of the violence that marred a similar event last Tuesday, when police used non-lethal rounds to disperse a much larger crowd that marched through the streets. An epic legal battle over high-tech patents moves to a federal courtroom in San Jose today. Apple is accusing Samsung Electronics of deliberately copying the design and software of its hugely popular iPhone and iPad tablet. In its defense, Samsung claims Apple is using its patents to stifle legal competition and limit consumer choice. Federal Judge Lucy Koh is presiding over a jury trial starting today. David Bailey is an intellectual property lawyer with a boutique law firm based in Anaheim.
There's rumors that opening arguments will involve snippets from Steve Jobs' famous keynote address in which the iPhone was launched. So there definitely will be some dramatic moments in the courtroom. But overall, for the jurors, it's going to be 4 weeks of very technical legalese.
Ironically, Bailey says Samsung is a big supplier for Apple and calls their litigation a case of classic frenemies. Still, there's a great deal of money at stake. Apple is demanding $2.5 billion in damages. And whatever the jury decides, this case will likely be appealed. Rising seas from warming oceans are generally seen as a threat to the future, but archaeologists are realizing that it's also a threat to the past. Coastal erosion is destroying Native American sites, including graves and places where people once cooked and camped. As Molly Samuel reports for our Climate Watch project, climate change is speeding up the destruction.
On the edge of a sandy beachside cliff, Mike Newland is clambering across gullies, bushwhacking through lupin, and picking up shells and rocks that catch his eye.
Feel that.
Oh, it's really smooth.
Yeah, it's super smooth.
He's not just an adventurous beachcomber. Newland's an archaeologist at Sonoma State University. He's hunting for Native American artifacts, clues to what life was like in coastal California before Europeans arrived.
That's a hand stone for grinding small seeds down into flour.
Here at Point Reyes National Seashore, a peninsula about 40 miles north of San Francisco, it's easy for Newland to find what he's looking for. He's pointing out ancient trash piles and picking up tools left and right.
You can see we've got sort of a handful of little guys here, right? Popping out of the ground. Some of these that we're going to see, they weren't here a year ago when I came here last time.
But since then, the wind, rain, and tides have eroded these cliffs just enough to reveal them. Newland's not collecting anything, just noting that these items are here and exposed. But they might not be here for long. These pieces of California's history are in danger of disappearing as the Pacific Ocean hammers away at the base of this cliff. Sea level rise is accelerating the problem.
That was all brought home several years ago when in one part of the park, there's a layer of soil that indicates human habitation in that spot. And sticking out from the side of a cliff was a human skull.
Nick Tippon recalls how the cliff erosion had exposed a grave. The retired high school teacher is a member of the Federated Indians of Grayton Rancheria, which is composed of the Coast Miwok and Southern Pomo. Their territory includes Point Reyes. When human remains are disturbed or exhumed, tribal policy is to rebury them as close as possible to where they were found.
So then we thought, how far inland do we have to go away from the cliff to find stable soil so we don't have to do this 100 years, 200 years again, so that literally our ancestors can rest in peace?
People have lived in California for 11,000 years or more, and the soft sandstone cliffs on the coast have always been susceptible to erosion. Traditionally, Tippon says, the tribe would have let the ocean take burial sites, since it was a natural process. But now, with 2 million or so people visiting the park every year, they can't leave human remains exposed. Meanwhile, climate change threatens to expose more of them. A tide gauge in the nearby Golden Gate has recorded 8 inches of sea level rise in the past century. Scientists project it could rise 3 feet in the next.
Sea level rise is a problem for us because we're not really prepared to deal with it at this point.
Mark Rudo is an archaeologist with the National Park Service. Part of its mission is to preserve cultural resources unimpaired for future generations.
at the same time that we're trying to figure out what the impacts are, we're also trying to identify what we can do about them. So it's not an easy situation to work in.
But they have help. Newland is recruiting archaeologists from all over the state to survey sites along the coast here and take inventory.
That way, at least, for Marin County, we'll have an idea of what we'll lose when sea level rise comes in.
It's not just that the tides will be higher. These cliffs are so soft, Newland says, they could recede hundreds of feet back with just a few feet of sea level rise.
You know, this isn't just going to be a matter of the ocean's going to pop up and cover it up and we can get back to it later. These sites are toast. And we're essentially losing them all at once.
Newland's project is a volunteer effort, swinging into action this fall. He's organizing similar surveys in Monterey, San Diego, and Del Norte counties, and hopes to continue expanding to study the thousands of sites along the California coast. But he emphasizes this is going to be a problem everywhere.
We are in the process of losing all of our maritime sites as a species. Every place that we've launched off to go explore the world through the ocean is now at risk.
Newland doesn't expect to save all these sites. His priority is to record what's here so future generations will know what was lost and to help the current generation evaluate what to save and what to let go. Tipon, who's a tribal liaison to the parks, says they'll have to decide what to try to protect on a case-by-case basis. But he's less concerned about any given object than with people and culture, and that won't be washed away as easily.
One of the questions I get asked a lot when I give speeches is, how long have your people been here? And I go, well, you know, the archaeologists say that it's 3,000 years, 7,000 years, 11,000 years, but the cultural response is, we've been here forever. So how long are we going to be around? We will be here forever.
For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel at Point Reyes.
It's not always obvious when valuable artifacts are exposed by erosion. See what we mean at californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Monday, July 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org.